So because the thing with business is that you need to be, your calculation needs to be able to get to the smallest unit so that you can be able to, you know, drill down and see how to boost the number. If you're not able to drill it down to the smallest unit, it's much more difficult to kind of like improve the numbers. Hi everyone, my name is Soji Akinlabi. I'm a storyteller and a serial entrepreneur. Today I'm talking to a creative entrepreneur like myself. It's quite exciting for me. I will be exploring what she does and how we can help her to grow her business. Hi, Moyolua.
Hi, Soji.
It's nice to meet you. Yeah, thanks for coming. Please tell us about yourself and about what you do on the creative side and about your business.
Okay, my name is Moyolua Nwivo.
Okay.
I'm a creative director of Cut 5 House of Music and Art and also the brand designer of Bling Tees and More by Moyolua.
Okay, Bling Tees and More by Moyolua. So it's all about the blings, correct?
Majorly
about the blings.
Different types of prints, but...
Okay. African print, I presume?
No, I mean prints on outfits.
Okay.
Branding,
okay. Okay.
Outfits, apparels, and also gift items.
Okay. So if I get you correctly, your business is strictly around branded apparel, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it could be anything, but you do the branding. So does that mean that you provide the apparel as well?
Yes, most times we do that.
All right, how long have you had this business?
Over 10 years right now.
Over 10 years. You know, the thing is that this kind of business is common with creative people. It's like a thing when it comes to the creative industry, especially if you are a performer. Are you a performer?
Yeah. Not necessarily a performer, yes, but well, I sing. Yeah.
Okay. And if you're not a performer, so you produce, correct?
So if I don't really go with the word performer because I'm a music minister, so I believe I'm a minister, I don't perform.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, but in the context of...
Performer.
Yeah, creative stuff, so...
Yes, performance.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, so the kind of this kind of business is quite common with creatives who are... Permit me again, performer.
That's okay.
Yeah. And was this the natural thing for you or just the way the industry is?
Well, I just stumbled into it, actually. I was not really... I didn't plan to do it, but, you know, business.
I see.
And having another source of income.
Yeah.
The opportunity came.
Always welcome.
The opportunity came and I just found myself in it and I've been enjoying it.
that's good. So, you said you've been running the business for
over
10 years.
Over 10 years.
Okay. What has been your best year?
My best year? Well, my best year was when we first had our major order, right, from a big company.
Okay.
You know, and they came with multiple orders in their thousands.
Okay.
So I would say that's our best
of
year.
I can imagine.
When it comes to our business, it's turnover.
Yeah.
And like when you just have few orders, 10 pieces, 50 pieces, 100 pieces, then you have someone say, okay, no, we want
1,000.
We want another 1,000. We want another. Well, so I would say that has been our best year so far.
I agree with you. So, is it correct to say you are B2B or a B2C? Where would you categorize your business? Or you do everything B2B, B2C?
Well, I don't really necessarily... B2B, actually.
B2B, okay. Because, again, that gives you... multiple units produce multiple units at the same time. And from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's more cost effective to produce multiple units than to produce a smaller unit. Oh, I see. So what would you say, how many clients would you say you have on the regular?
Clients? On the regular? We have multiple clients, actually, because...
Give me a number on a regular.
Is it monthly or
monthly? Monthly.
Monthly. Okay, this is just June. So let me say May.
Yeah, May.
I think we've had about maybe 10,
okay.
12.
You service 10 clients in,
yes,
in May.
May.
What is the average order unit?
Okay, for May, we had orders of like 50 t-shirts.
Okay.
Add about 10 t-shirts, add about 40 t-shirts, you know. So let me just, if I'm putting it, like, maybe like about 200 in the month.
On the average per order, what would be
our cost?
Yeah. What would be per order? Mm. How many units?
Per order, how many units? That's what I'm saying. I actually called all those orders
so,
based on how they came.
Yeah, so you aggregated 10. Them, so they're like 200 altogether.
So some
correct?
Came 10, some came 50, some okay. came 30, you know.
So,
like
but do you know on the average, so maybe the lowest order and the highest order?
Okay, the lowest
then.
Order in the month of June, I should think about maybe 4. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Now talk to me about your costing, because I'm thinking, if somebody comes order 100 and the person comes and order 4, how do you do the pricing?
Okay, so when it comes to costing for our apparels, you know, in this business, it's the quantity actually.
Volume based.
You know, yes, makes it. So definitely if you're coming for, you're ordering for about 100 t-shirts, it can't be the same thing like someone that is ordering for 5 t-shirts or 10 t-shirts. So how we have range. So if you're ordering, like what I'm wearing right now, if you're ordering for just one, right? And someone that is ordering for 5, you're not going to pay the same thing. And someone that is ordering for about 20 upward, they can't be paying the same amount. So it's actually cheaper.
So the pricing is tiered,
it's cheaper when you are, yes.
Would you say you've been able to do the pricing correctly, accurately, in such a way that you're not sustaining yourself, you're not losing out, and you're not minimizing your profit?
Well, I've been doing this over a period of time. So I've had my downs in the business, and it's actually easier now because I know how much. I can't go less than a particular amount.
I see.
Because everything is there. We have our pricing. You know, if you're ordering for one, it will cost you. So I know that even if I'm doing one, you're going to be paying more definitely because of, you know, all the cost of production.
Yeah.
And but I still will not lose. Even though we don't really like taking orders just one, two, but we have, with time, we've understood that sometimes just that one is going to bring 100.
After a client that comes to order one might come back.
But no matter what, we don't do anything that we're going to lose out on.
I see. That's good. My next questions would be that, do you have factory where you do the printing yourself or you outsource as well?
Okay, so in our office we have some of our machines.
You have the machines.
Yes, that we do. We run ourselves. We have our plotter.
Okay.
We have our e-transfer.
Okay.
But it depends on the kind of print. Like for this, we do everything ourselves.
Okay.
So if it comes to the DTF, we don't have the DTF machine, so we have to outsource it to get our designs at steel.
Okay. I assume that DTF is more advanced and more specialized.
It makes it very, very easy. It makes our work very fast. DTF is. UTM is very fast.
Okay.
You know, and if you're having a lot of orders and you don't want to waste time,
that's
you just
true.
Go for DTF. So we don't have our DTF machine.
Okay.
For our plotter, our printers, then for you have
okay.
Yes.
So you're not just a middleman, you actually do the work, because we have a lot of middlemen.
Just middlemen, bring in contract and get your money.
Yeah.
Get money. Yes,
they do actually.
And I started like that too. I didn't have anything, and that's what I tell most of, because we do trainings also.
I see.
So we tell our students, you don't even have to have anything to start making money, because that's where we started from. That's where I started from. So you can actually start earning. Then from your profit, you can start buying
machines.
You can start buying machines.
Interesting. That's good. I mean, one other thing I want to also understand before and I get to the other part of the numbers. So my apparel might require that you have to tailor them. Do you do the tailoring?
So we have our tailors, yes. So we buy, we purchase the fabric, everything. Yes, our tailor.
I mean, I would think there is more market for that than just the printing market, because the truth is that a lot of people that want to do customized, especially for brands, sometimes people want different style. And if you buy maybe t-shirt or something, you just buy what they have. In such, you know, if you offer tailoring, it's kind of like an added service and you can able to make
money. So that's what we do. We tailor all our things, but I don't sit down so.
Of course, obviously.
Yes, we do that because that's why it's customized. You know, someone says, I want this particular gown, but I don't want blue. You know, I want yellow and red. Exactly. I want the sleeve to be this. So we do everything exactly. Like, oh, of course.
Fantastic. I mean, you just got yourself a new client. Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about the business. So like you said the other time, last month, you probably had 10 clients. So is it okay to say your average number of clients per month is 10?
If you see on the average.
On the average.
Okay, let's say yes.
Okay. So which means that in a year you service 120, so 10 times 12. So on the average, how much would you say you make per client? Just give me a number.
On the average.
It doesn't have to be 100% accurate. Just, you know.
How much do we make per client?
Yes.
So when they come, when they purchase their items, orders, based on their orders.
Yes.
Okay, so for someone that's ordering for 5,
yes,
the profit is different from someone that is...
I understand, but we need to be able to get your marginal revenue.
So if you say maybe in a year, okay, I can say, let me summarize.
In for me,
that's what's in for a particular client.
I mean, we need to be able to... Because the thing with business is that you need to be... Your calculation needs to be able to get to the smallest unit so that you can be able to... You know, drill down and see how to boost the number. If you're not able to drill it down to the smallest unit, it's much more difficult to kind of like improve the numbers. You understand? The strategy to probably get a client who probably came to order 5 to come back and order 100 will be different from a strategy to get a client to probably order for tailoring and not just printing. You understand? So if we get to know what the marginal spend per client is, we can say, okay, how do we get them to spend more, or how do you get them to order more, or how do we get them to order more frequently? You understand? So and that's what I'm trying to look into, to see how do we unlock opportunities for growth. Because again, you know, in your opinion, where do you think opportunity for growth is for you?
Opportunity for growth.
Yeah.
I don't really know. For, you know, when it comes to our business, actually, it's basically publicity, you know, and referrals. That's it. Because a lot of people like our outfits, you know, compliment. Oh, I'll tell my friends, you know, and also publicity. And I also, this year we started leveraging on sponsored adverts on Facebook.
Okay.
And it actually increased our
order rates.
Although some of them were a bit skeptical, you know, online. So yeah. As calm. Sometimes I'll say, okay, this is it. I can just run. If you just wanted to, I will run it for you. I will send a video and tell you, okay, this is it.
That's true.
You know, and also basically I think it's publicity, you know, people awareness, you know, of people. Then also when you treat your clients right, your customers right, they will be confident to refer their friends, you know, their church members for the activities and all.
Okay.
So I think that's the aspect.
So if I get it correctly, the way I interpret it is that you keep providing good services so that satisfied customers will refer others. So you are hoping referral will be a strategy for you, but also satisfied customer can also come back. So you're also trying to see return customer. So, and if I also get you, you said that you tested sponsored ad and conversion was good. How does that play into your overall cost? Because obviously there is a cost of hard. I hope it doesn't eat in too much into your profit margin.
Well, yeah. When compared to what you put in, what you get actually is exactly worth it. Actually,
okay,
that's what I found it.
Okay, I mean so I would say. Because also personally, I say you probably also need to leverage more on creative advertising, because I do think there's a lot more people, clients that are looking for businesses who doesn't just do printing, they also do tailoring. So, and how do you put the word out there in such a way that it kind of like positions you differently? Because when you go on the media platform, you see more of similar businesses who just do printing, which most times they are just middlemen.
Yes.
So a company like yours probably also need to find a way to be more feasible so that people, exactly. And I think you also need to also do messaging around tailoring, customization of branded material. We also now need to be more pronounced compared to just the printing part, which I think there is enormous opportunities there. Because, I mean, I have seen friends, similar fellow entrepreneurs who are looking for branded, customized, branded, tailored material. So, but they had to settle for just, you know, just go buy a t-shirt and just print on it. Which, yeah, exactly. Which most times, yeah, limited designs, limited style, which most time it just doesn't do the job. Exactly. So I would say there is opportunities for you, and probably maybe find a consultant who's good at advertising so that they can help you deploy something that will be sustainable. It's just the messaging. It's crafting the messaging. You know, once you get the messaging right, you can still use your sponsored ad to push it, and it will bring you much more client, and the cost won't be too astronomical to be quite manageable. So that would be one advice I think can unlock growth for you. I also think there's probably also be opportunities for you when it comes to strategic partnerships. So you have organization like Impact Hub that kind of like house a lot of startups. So partnering with them, I'd be able to kind of like get your business introduced to startups will probably also give you access to more new clients. So you need to look for strategic partners like that who can unlock massive client for you at the same time from the same source. Because what you realize is that people are looking for these services, but they cannot find.
Yes.
And you are just where you are.
You are, exactly.
So you are looking for them. They are looking for you.
I'm telling you.
So in a way, you need to look for strategic partnerships to kind of like put you in the room where you can be able to showcase your business or speak about your business. I think those are just the strategy that are coming to mind. I think if you give them a shot, they will work. I really do think it will work. They won't cost you. So you can be rest assured that your profit margin won't be too reduced, you know. And yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, why not?
Do you have any questions for me?
No, actually.
Okay, so do I get a discount?
Well, it all depends on your order.
Okay. But I mean, I'm putting you on the spot. Everybody can see and they can hear. Do I get a discount? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. I like a straightforward answer.
Definitely.
All right, thank you. I will hold you by your word.
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. It's nice chatting to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.